This is KLCC News. I'm Brian Bull. Tuesday is Election Day, when many Americans will cast their vote and watch the returns. A national initiative called Election Land will be underway, watching the voters. I talked with one of the project coordinators, University of Oregon journalism professor Damian Radcliffe.
Election Land is a coalition of different organizations, including ProPublica, the Gannett newspaper group, NPR, and 13 different J schools across the country, amongst others, who are all really interested in getting a sense of what is the experience like for people on election day. This is not about reporting on the outcome. This is more about, are people able to exercise their democratic right to be able to vote? And if they're having issues or problems with that, we want to be able to identify and find those examples and explore that in more detail journalistically.
And how many people are involved in this effort that you're helping coordinate?
So we have about 90 people here in the J School. There are 500 journalism students across the 13 schools, and they'll be monitoring social media to try and find examples of issues that people are talking about and engaging in some simple and some more advanced verification techniques to make sure that the kinds of stories that we're seeing are legitimate. People aren't trying to troll the media through their social feeds. And we'll be sharing things that we think are of interest, both on a Tumblr site that we'll be running on the day, and then also escalating it to a newsroom in New York, which is the hub for Election Land HQ.
That's going to be a monumental task because there's strong partisan passion out there. There are just enough people, it seems, who don't mind twisting, bending, or taking things out of context in order to help ensure that a certain candidate wins or loses.
Yes, so this is a media literacy question. To what extent do you trust what you see, read, and hear? What are the kind of questions I should be asking about the provenance of what I'm consuming? What are the basic checks that I can do to try and understand if there is a partisan agenda here? That's fine, but it might inform my judgment about whether I trust or not the information that I'm being exposed to. And that's a really important skill that is not just applicable for journalists. Everybody in this day and age needs to have those kind of skills. What's so important about Election Land is that it plays out against this context of having a major candidate who has openly said repeatedly over the course of the last 2 weeks, if I do not win, it's because the system is rigged and it is rigged specifically against me. And yet there is a very strong evidence base to say that many of the issues that are being talked about, particularly in terms of voter fraud, dead people voting, so forth, some of those concerns are perhaps not as legitimate, or the evidence base for it is not as strong as that candidate might suggest. But that doesn't matter to some extent to a large percentage of the electorate. Just last week, USA Today said between 40 to 50% of people in the US were concerned about the election being rigged or the system not being run in a fair and honest way. And obviously that's a huge percentage. So clearly there is legitimate fear and concern that may have been stoked a little bit by some of the debates and the discussions that we've seen over the past few weeks. But we can't ignore that that is a fear and perception that ordinary voters have, and we definitely need to be able to, as journalists, respond to that.
This is KLCC's Brian Bull. I'm speaking with Damian Radcliffe about Election Land.
So ProPublica have a Tumblr, so a live blog here from the J School, which we're going to set up and launch and run on Tuesday. And that will tell the story of what's going on across the West Coast. And that won't just look at problems. I mean, I think that's the important thing from my perspective. For a lot of people, this will be a very positive experience. If you look at what's happened in terms of early voting, there's great footage that people have shared. A lot of people are very proud of the fact that they've been able to vote for a woman for president for the first time. Others are really delighted that they can vote for somebody who's outside of the DC system, and they're able to vote for a candidate that presents a different point of view to many kind of traditional GOP nominees. For many people, this will be the first time they'll have voted as well, particularly a lot of the students here across the university. That's a monumental thing to be able to do in your life. So we want to capture the good and the bad, as well as perhaps the ugly.
Damian Radcliffe, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
U of O journalism professor Damian Radcliffe about the Election Land project. People can report problems with poll access or voter intimidation by texting 69866. For KLCC News, I'm Brian Bull.